I'm 47. I just turned 47.
Yeah.
I can't believe that SciTech is 30. So it was seven. I was 17 when it opened. I've been there on excursions, not at school because it opened just as I was in year 12, but I've certainly been there with uni groups and things like that. My daughter, Ava, who's seven, she went to a birthday party at SciTech on Saturday.
Yeah, and there's been a lot. Rachel, my oldest, actually worked at SciTech for a while. Loved it. Right. And I tell you what, there's been a lot of good displays there. What's the best ever? 9221182. One that got my this is probably my shows my mind how it works. You know the old coat hanger we used to be able to go around and if you hit the wire,
it
kind of buzzed.
If they had one of those.
Always wanted to do that.
But if it was 17 when it opened, if I was 17 when it opened, you were 27. So you started going at 27, did you?
Took the kids and, you know, have a go just to kind of make sure that you're involved, Basil.
Happy birthday, SciTech. Deb Hancock is the CEO at SciTech. Must be very exciting. Morning to you, Deb.
It's wonderful. Thank you. Good morning.
What are you doing to celebrate 30 years?
Oh, there's lots of cupcakes. Lots and lots of cupcakes.
Oh, that's good. But the exciting part is that it has actually forged, if you like, a relationship between science and just everyday life through some of the great displays. And there's some exciting news coming out as well for the next little bit.
Absolutely. So we all know that the world is changing. We're seeing a lot more augmented reality, machine learning, artificial intelligence. And the future of work is changing. The future jobs are changing. And so the workforce needs to change as well. So SciTech's plan for the future, we call it New SciTech, our new strategy for the next 5 years, is all about focusing around how can we make sure that we prepare and empower all Western Australians to have the 21st century skills, the science, technology, engineering and mathematics skills that are required for the fastest growing jobs of the future.
Right. So the thing about SciTech, I mean, we often think about the establishment up there in West Perth, but you go on the road a lot as well, don't you?
Absolutely. We contact 500,000 people every single year in various ways, and that doesn't include our digital engagement, so, you know, online. So that's, we see 500,000 people every year, and we inspire and engage them to learn more about STEM.
Deb, is SciTech, is it privately owned and operated, or is it a government instrumentality? How does it work?
SciTech is a private entity. It's a not-for-profit entity limited by guarantee, but we receive 50% of our funding from government, and we have a lot of money from our partners, so Rio Tinto, Woodside, Chevron, Alcoa, all those guys, a lot of partners, and then we also obviously take revenue from people that visit SciTech.
Yeah, I saw a news article last night about kids learning maths with music.
Yeah.
I reckon it's a really good way, and that way they actually found that their results were a lot better. I reckon science results would have improved by
being able to
actually, get kids in there and actually doing stuff physically.
Exactly. Make it fun. You know, when we're inspired and when we're engaged, when we're actually passionate about something, that's when the most powerful learning environment is created. So that's when innovation and that internal fire to actually create our future starts occurring. That's the magic.
Well, I know all about it because, as I said, Ava was there on the weekend. She went to the theatre room first. They did a few displays. Yes. They had to put the safety goggles on. Loved doing that. But she was very excited to show me when I got home last night the edible goo, Deb.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, look, we're blowing a lot of things up too. We make elephant toothpaste. It's an explosion that comes out of test tubes. We really want to make science fun.
Sure.
That's what it's all about.
Well, I think the other thing that I looked at, you having a crack at me earlier, Baz, about me wanting to get involved with the activities, but that's one of your new targets, isn't it, to actually make sure that science is available not only to kids but to a wider cross-section of the community?
You absolutely nailed it. Absolutely. So we are for all Western Australians, not just for the kids. We are also about teenagers particularly. We're going to be doing a lot more work and engagement with teenagers. But it's also for adults too. So if you're wanting to change your career from you know, what you're doing now to a STEM-enabled career of the future, so 75% of the future fastest-growing jobs require science, technology, engineering and mathematics. That's the world we live in. That's how
amazing.
It's changing.
Deb, can you still raise Cathy Freeman?
I haven't tried it myself.
But wasn't there an exhibit once upon a time you could raise Cathy Freeman?
Yes, absolutely. That exhibit is actually travelling the world right now. We have 10 exhibits travelling the world at any one time.
Wow.
So SciTech does international.
What about the thong music? Can you still do that, playing the thongs?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
okay,
and that's travelling too.
Can you get a yearly membership of SciTech?
Absolutely. So if you come in and you actually take a membership at the same time when you're actually visiting, we'll actually deduct the cost of the visit from that day off your annual membership as well.
So hey, beautiful. Good stuff, Deb. Happy birthday to everyone at SciTech. It's played a big role in a lot of West Australians' lives, and let's hope it continues to do so. Well done.
It will.
Good on you, Deb Hancock there. No worries at all. SciTech, CEO, turning 30, and they've got some big plans, which is great.
Happy day.